Real quick, I want to give you some insight into, well, those of you who are participating in the first cohort of the Expertise Incubator. I want to give you some insight into what the meetings are going to be like. These weekly group online video meetings we're having. So I know some things about daily publication that you probably don't. I've spent 3 years walking on the hot coals that you're about to walk on. So I hope that to serve you as a resource, but I do not want this to be some kind of cult of Philip. This is not me spending an hour every week teaching you something. There are some just amazing business owners who have signed up to be in this pilot group. Just wait. You'll see what I mean when we start meeting on the 10th of January. So I'm really hoping that there's going to be a very strong element of peer-to-peer connection and interaction during the meetings and perhaps between those meetings. So I know it takes time for a group to kind of gel. Some groups never do, but I really hope this one does. You are all people with businesses that I respect and admire and people I enjoy interacting with. And so I'm excited for you to come together as a group, and I think there's going to be some group chemistry. I'm at least very optimistic that that will happen. So just know that, you know, during the meetings, you have my full encouragement to interact, offer support to each other, seek support from each other. If we need some kind of infrastructure to make that happen between the meetings, like a Slack channel or a forum or just anything, let me know. And we can add that to the mix. I want to start with just having these weekly calls for a few weeks. And then as we start to kind of feel our way through what would be beneficial for group interaction, we can add more infrastructure if necessary. There will be opportunities, I think, for you to offer feedback to others. And I want to give you just two simple suggestions for doing that. Before you do offer feedback, just kind of take a beat and ask yourself, am I clear on what this person is trying to accomplish? Do I understand their goal here? And if not, I'd like to suggest that you start by clarifying their goal. That's your starting point, is understanding what they're trying to do. And then you can frame your feedback in terms of your understanding, or perhaps your new or deeper understanding of what someone is trying to do. There's a time and a place for declarations like, this is true, and I know it's true. And then there's a time and a place for open-ended questions. And I just want to urge you to consider starting feedback with an open-ended question rather than a declaration. It's not that there's not a time and place for declarations, but I think a lot of times an open-ended question gets both you and the person you're interacting with further into the good stuff quicker. So open-ended questions almost always begin with what, why, how, when, who, or where. The general format for the meeting will be some moments of small talk while the group kind of comes together at the top of the call. I will facilitate brief check-ins with each person on progress, blockers, things that you noticed. I just want to make sure you each have some dedicated time to check in and say how things are going. That should hopefully not take more than, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes of the call. The rest would be time that is moderated by me, but is for open discussion, driven by your questions, your needs, what's on your mind, what you're curious about, what you're finding difficult or challenging. And that, I hope, is, you know, that two-thirds or so of the call, I hope, is a very rich and interesting and, you know, kind of peer-to-peer type of discussion. That's really about it. As we go through this, I'm going to be desperate for your input on the meeting format, the program itself, any other ideas that you have that would help you get the most possible out of this experience. Just let me know either privately if that's more comfortable for you or in the group. It's all good. Just whatever helps you efficiently convey that input to me will be most appreciated.